Iraq's Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki has assured church leaders that Chaldean Catholic Archbishop of Mosul, Paulus Faraj Raho, kidnapped last Friday in Mosul, would be freed as soon as possible. The Iraqi premier made the assurances in a letter to Chaldean Patriarch Emmanuel Deli. He affirmed that Iraq's interior minister and security forces are investigating the kidnapping with extreme attention. While the driver and two other companions of the archbishop were killed in Friday's attack as they came out of church. The kidnappers have since demanded ransom for the archbishop's release. Chaldean Archbishop Louis Sacco of Kirkuk says Sunni and Shia leaders have condemned the kidnapping and have expressed solidarity with Iraq's small Christian community.
Very critical situation in Mosul, and Christians are living in fear. The Muslims are offended because people are speaking that Muslims have killed the three persons accompanying the bishop, and also the bishop has been kidnapped by them. And there are discussions with the kidnappers about the release of the bishop. I am trying with all the groups, the imams and the local authority, because in Mosul there is now only a priest, a young priest. In all the churches, people are praying for his release. That's our hope. And also a lot of fears all over, you know, but it's not easy in such a situation.
The Vatican has been following developments with concern. This past weekend, Pope Benedict made an urgent appeal to the kidnappers to release Archbishop Raho. Bishop Philip Najim is procurator of the Patriarchate of Babylon of the Chaldeans to the Holy See. He spoke to Lydia O'Kane.
The words of the Holy Father, they are very sensitive to the situation. And the Holy Father, he is very respected also from the people of Iraq, from the whole denomination, I will say, really, from the Christian and Muslim people. So his words, it was very important for us, very encouraging for us. He is inviting us to a dialogue. He is inviting us to leave behind us the threatened, to leave behind us the killing, to leave behind us also the bloodshed. Because it's not going to serve the Iraqi community, the Iraqi people. What is going to build the peace in Iraq is the dialogue and to talk with each other and to return to our essential principles of the attitude of the Iraqi people. So we appreciate what the Holy Father said. And we hope the kidnappers, you know, they make up their conscience and to release our beloved bishop as soon as possible, so he can, as the Holy Father said, he can return to his diocese and serve again his people, which he loved always, and he loved his own city, which is Nineveh, Mosul, and he loved the whole denomination which they are living in that city, from Muslim and Christian and Catholic or non-Catholic. He was very well known by all of them, and the whole archdiocese, his archdiocese, and the whole church waiting for his safe return to us so we can carry on and continue our pastoral work everywhere in Iraq and outside Iraq for the Chaldean community.
On the June the 3rd, 2007, in the same area of the same church where this kidnapping took place, we had the killing of Father Ragid Ghani and three subdeacons being shot to death last year. It's a very difficult situation for Christians to be in, and for the community there must be great fear at the present time.
Definitely, as you know, the Christian community in Iraq, their courage and then their process of their own life, it depends a lot of the presence of the church in their life. And the presence of the archbishop, it's very important for each diocese and for each community in Iraq because it is central for them. Central so they can practice their own faith, they can practice their own life, and it's a central point for them. For every problem, they can go and meet with the bishop, meet with the priest. Yes, we had the killing of Father Vagit in the same place, and created for us a big threat and created for us a big sadness. And this is what happened again now. They want to threat the Christian people. They want to oblige the Christian people to leave the country and go outside. But we hope that the international community hear our voice, help us and encourage us and give us a strength, you know, so we can continue to give our testimony of our faith at the front of what is happening today in Iraq, which is inhuman.
Indeed, and in the meantime, hope and pray that the bishop who I was reading has been sick and has to take medication. We hope that again that he is safe and well. And
we hope so from the bottom of our heart. We are all of us, all the Chaldean Church, in these days and these hours, praying for him because he is very well known in our church. We are praying for his safety, and we are also praying for the people of the diocese.
I just wanted to know, when you were talking about an archbishop, are these people who are, you know, carrying out these atrocities, are they upping the stakes in a way? They're targeting an archbishop, not priests. Do you think they knew exactly who they were targeting? The fact that they're going after an archbishop and not other, you know, priests, but a person who's in a position of responsibility?
Definitely, as I told you, it's a matter of threatening people and to create a different situation. So that's why they are going to the higher hierarchies and they are attacking them just to threaten the Christian people and to force them, you know, to leave the country. And that's why we have now a lot of immigration all over the world and all over the Middle Eastern area and our neighborhood. So it's another method. I don't know why they are using it, because we are native of the country. We are Iraqis. Before we became Christian, we are Iraqis, and this is our land, and we are going to stay. We are going to pray. We are going to practice our own faith and our own religion. So that's how we are going to give our testimony of our faith to another people. Our faith is to create peace in Iraq and to create a new country, which is everybody, according to his own right, he can be respected. And through the Vatican Radio, I can call upon the Iraqi government also to recognize his own responsibility at the front of our communities in Iraq, and to protect them and to give them strength, because they are Iraqi and this is the duty of the local government too.
Bishop Philip Najim is procurator of the Patriarchate of Babylon of the Chaldeans to the Holy See.